It's Matty Garwood for Ozmade. We are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country, and one of Australia's most gifted musical exports, the biggest gift in one of the smallest packages, Izella, got a new favourite song for you. It is called No Hard Feelings. We're catching up with her tonight. Izella, thanks for coming on Ozmade again.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, how crazy is this? So, last time we spoke, you were just literally about to head off to record in Indonesia, and now you've got new music out as well with No Hard Feelings. How did it all go over there?
Yeah, it went really well. I recorded a song, made a music video, had a press conference and released it. And yeah, it all turned out really well and it was great. It was really fun.
Now, I don't believe there's many, if anyone, who's actually done something like that before.
I'm one of the first Australian singers to record an Indonesian song in Bahasa Indonesian.
Do you speak quite fluently in other languages?
I can't say that I'm fluent, but I can say that I know enough to get me around, you know?
Yeah. And something else that's going on at the moment is brand new music with you with No Hard Feelings. Something that you and I are sharing is your growth as a musician and as a person. This is one of your most mature sounding ones, and I'm going to tell you, it is my favourite one so far. How did No Hard Feelings come about?
So we go to America, go to Record Songs, and then we were just thinking and thinking, we came up with No Hard Feelings, and then he played these beats to me, my songwriter, then I played some beats, and then it all came about, you know? It just happened.
Does it have any meaning to you with No Hard Feelings? Because I know in your previous releases that, you know, lyrics and storytelling is something that's quite close to your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Well, it's about when something bad's like a friendship breakup or something, or where one of your friends aren't treating you right, or just world right at the moment. There's no hard feelings towards other people. Like, you can be someone's friend without having to think about all this stuff. And, like, it's just, no hard feelings towards the other person.
And so not only do you spend time writing over in the US, but you've done a lot of stage work we've touched on. You were the touring Matilda throughout Australia and New Zealand. You've done some work on Broadway as well. How are you finding this isolation period for someone like yourself who's been so active?
It's kind of boring sometimes, I guess, when you're just at home and stuff, but like, I still go on walks with my dog and stuff and my dad, and like, at the moment I'm doing homeschooling.
Yes.
But yeah, it's definitely a good time to write some more music. I actually got into Matilda the Musical at my school because they're doing Matilda the Musical for our school musical this year. But I don't think it's going to happen.
How would you have felt if you'd professionally played Matilda throughout Australia and New Zealand, plus your Broadway work, if you hadn't have been cast as Matilda?
I don't know. I don't know how to think about that. That's crazy. Yeah, I don't know.
They might have put you as Trunchbull instead or something, perhaps.
Yeah.
I was talking to your dad just before we started. He said for the last few years, it's been 6 months away, 6 months home, and you're actually looking to 2020 to being a bit more of a stay-home year anyway.
Yeah, well, definitely, like the start of the semester for school and everything, and like the first 6 months of the year was definitely something that we wanted to be like, okay, this year is kind of like a stay-home year. We still were planning to go out and about, but just for like the first semester and stuff, it was mostly like, okay, let's calm it down this year so I can have time to be like a kid and grow up.
So with 2020 being a little bit slower, what have you got planned and looking forward to for 2021?
Definitely writing more music, same thing. I definitely want to spend more time in America, spend more time in Indonesia.
Yeah, wow.
I don't know how to think about that. I can't believe it's going to be a 2021 this year. I hope maybe the school musical will still progress. Yeah.
You just have to do it for the love, though, not the paycheck, unfortunately, with school. Hey.
Yeah.
Well, the future is looking very bright for you, Izella. I love having a chat to you, and I'm loving playing No Hard Feelings. Izella, thanks for coming on Ozmade.
Great. Yay. I'm Izella Connolly, and this is my song, No Hard Feelings.